all of that was stripped away during a pandemic as well, I just realized, like, do I really have a relationship with God? Do I even know who God is? Like, do I like Jesus?
Hi, friends. You have picked the perfect episode of Talking Out because today is very special. And this is Joyce Meyer's Talk It Out podcast, where Joyce teaches the Word of God in her practical, no-nonsense way. And my wonderful friends and I talk about the real stuff of living it, and we just tell all. We hold nothing back. I'm Ginger Stocky. This is Jay and Aaron Cluley and our friend Megan Rossman today. Friends who understand the importance of having honest, loving women around you. And sometimes when we need a little extra help, we ask Miss Joyce, and she's always ready to answer for us. So right now, we want you to know how much you are a part of this friend group. We are so glad that you are one of the girls and that you are talking it out. I can't even get those words out. Talking it out with us today. We're so glad to have all of us here because it's a birthday celebration. Yay! 2 years for the Talk It Out podcast. Yeah, it was a very silent celebration. So we're celebrating more than this podcast. We're celebrating friendships and what God is doing in the lives of women and friends and how much we need each other and how we need to celebrate one another.
Yeah. So exciting to know that we've been doing this. Time flies, right? Like, I remember when we very first started and... just to see how far we've come and how many new friends we've gathered through the podcast. It's just been such a blessing for me. I know. I mean, I'm sure for you guys too, but it's just been super, super fun to be on this journey with you guys. All of you.
Yeah, it has. It's meant a lot. And what everybody may not know if they haven't been with us from the beginning is this all kind of started with the four of us doing this in my living room.
Yeah.
And then we thought, hey, let's invite more people.
Yeah.
So we've just been talking about life and studying God's word and how it applies to the different situations that we're in for quite a long time now.
Yeah. I love one story you told us recently about when we would do those and then Tim, your husband, would go into the basement and would tell you about how interesting we all are afterwards.
Snooping.
Yeah. We're not quiet.
He's downstairs, so we think he's not part of the conversation. But no, because the sound carries, and he'd come up and ask me questions about things. And I'm like, wait a minute.
You were not invited to that girl talk. But we are interesting, so like, you can't blame him.
He said that. I'm sorry. You girls are fascinating, the stuff you talk about. So, yeah. Well, today, Joyce is going to help us to study about what the Bible says about friendships. And it says so much about it. You don't really realize until you dig into it.
Yeah, that's true.
But God created us for relationship. He created us to support one another. And so there's so much to learn about it. So we want to talk about not only how important friendships are, but how to be a better friend, how to have godly friendships around you, and just how much they've meant to all of us. So I've got some presents. Do you care if I start?
Oh my gosh.
Do you care if I start with a little present?
So presents.
I love flowers. And I think flowers say so much. And Megan loves flowers, too. Megan is a master of flowers. So I brought different flowers for all of you that kind of represent something special in your life to me.
Ooh.
So, for instance, I didn't bring, like, impatience or snapdragons.
Oh, okay, good.
Thank you. Can we save that for later?
Those might sound bad. But these are for you, Megan. They're so pretty.
And they're beautiful.
These are stock. The flowers called stock, and they are one of the most fragrant flowers that you can find. And when you put these flowers in a room before very long at all, the whole room just has a beautiful aroma about it. And when you enter someone's life, when you become a part of what's happening in the room, you leave the fragrance of God behind. And so I just love how you are a fragrant flower that you leave something beautiful behind everywhere you go.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's so good. That's so true.
So these, Jay, I love these. Can you pass these to her? How do you want to do this? There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Turn them around to the pretty side because...
those are beautiful.
I adore wildflowers. So I'm giving Jay some wildflowers.
Did she know?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Yes.
Oh, is there a secret that I... Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, wildflowers are such a beautiful surprise. Like when you're just out nowhere and then you see this beautiful field of wildflowers. They grow, they're hardy, and they make an impact in places where you don't expect it. They share joy in amazing ways. And they grow in every circumstance. And they flourish where they're not meant to flourish. And so, yeah, I think wildflowers are such a great example of the wonderful things that you brought to us.
Wow. I mean, and the reason why I said that, well, I just recently got a tattoo that says no rain, no flowers. And then just recently I celebrated my first, and we'll talk about some of that because this is where you guys have come into my life and helped me. And all of you have helped me so much during my, you know, the divorce that I've been through. So this was just recently my first wedding anniversary, not being married. Yeah. And I got the most sweet text. A lot of people don't really know who Megan is, but Megan is really like, she's like a part of this girl group, like, period. But she sent me the most beautiful text message. Whenever she sends me a text message, it's like, hey, it's like, it's a little book. She's still going, but it's so encouraging. And she said, Jay, like, I thought about your tattoo, but then she's like, but you remind me of a wildflower.
Wow.
And she basically said almost exactly, almost worked. That's why she just...
We haven't talked at all.
No, that's why I look at her, I'm like, did she know? She's like, no. Mm-hmm. But this is... So these... I guess these are my flowers. I started this whole Talk It Out journey hating flowers.
Yeah, you come a long way.
Well, allergies too.
Allergies.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But no, but I mean, I never liked nature. I didn't like... But I've... Yeah, it's been a beautiful journey. So thank you.
Well, the other thing is there's Queen Anne's lace in there, and you're a queen, so that's a nice little thing. So. Here's one for Aaron. So pass those along, if you will. These are daisies and sunflowers, and one of my very, very favorite flowers are daisies because there's a beautiful simplicity about them. And I always talk about movie lines, and Erin always says, I've never seen that movie. But
it hurts her heart so much.
Just things that we do. But there's a line in You Got Mail where she gets daisies, and she says, daisies are just the happiest of flowers. And my mom has always loved daisies, and so it's kind of been passed on. And daisies mean a lot to me, and I've always kind of felt like you're just an extension of our family, and you mean so much to me. And sunflowers, when they are growing, they face the sun. So they always face the sun wherever the sun is as they're growing. And so I just see you growing and always facing the sun. So.
Gosh.
Thank you.
So anyway, okay.
Well, wait, I have presents too.
What? Yeah. I didn't get the memo about earrings. I didn't get the memo about gifts.
For Jay.
I wanted to get you guys a little something just as a blessing for you guys. Kind of going back to what Aaron said of how, you know, God is just God with the wildflowers.
Thank
it put on my heart to share it with Jay, but also Ginger's too. You guys are going to laugh when you can open them up if you want to. It goes along perfectly with this, but just as an extension of, you know, the platform that God's given you guys to speak into people's lives.
That's so beautiful.
The way that you guys open your hearts and share everyday life with our viewers and our listeners. But I found these. I got one for myself too. Like, it's kind of been like a love language for us is our necklaces.
It's true. They're beautiful little necklaces with flowers on there. They're gorgeous.
And then the meanings for each of them, I just felt like spoke so strongly about each one of you.
Hmm. Are they all different ones?
They're all different
flowers?
Ones. Yeah.
I got something different. Daffodil, strength, hope, and joy.
I got sunflower.
I know.
You just gave me sunflowers.
That is so cool.
Our voices are getting really high.
I'm going to weep this
and
whole hour.
And I got rose. It says love, admiration, and gratitude.
Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so
and
much.
And we wish we had stuff for every one of you.
Every single one of you.
We really...
Well, I have something to give you, Megan. Your tissue back.
So special.
So special.
special.
You're such a good friend.
I'm such a great friend.
We better dig in and let Joyce start sharing the word of God. And
yeah, please,
because we want to see this friendship thing is not just surfacey.
Yeah.
It is taught in God's word. It's important. So let's start there and we'll come back and talk more.
So the Bible actually, I think, is a book about relationships. I really believe it's one of the best books that we can ever find about relationships, but it's about three relationships. Number one, our relationship with God, which if that's not right, nothing else is going to go right. Secondly, it's about our relationship with ourselves. A lot of people don't get along with themselves, so there's no hope of ever getting along with anybody else. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to love anybody else. And then thirdly, it's about our relationship with all these different people out there. So the way this is supposed to work is God loves me. That's the fact of the word. I believe that. And when I believe it, I receive it. So I let that come into my life and into my heart. And that becomes a reality to me. And then only because God loves me, I can begin to love myself. I didn't say be in love with yourself. I'm not talking about a selfish, self-centered love. I'm talking about a respect for yourself, an appreciation of what God has created, valuing yourself, being kind to yourself, being patient with yourself. How we treat ourselves ultimately is how we're going to treat other people. Amen? And so then, when that's taken care of, when you know God loves you, you've received that, you're loving Him back, then you can let that love flow through you to other people. Matter of fact, the Amplified Bible brings it out very clearly, even in the famous 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, where the first 8 verses talk about what love is. And it clarifies when it says love, it says that is God's love in and through us. So we can't love people if we don't have our relationship with God right first. 1 Peter 3:11, the second half of the verse, says, "Do not merely desire peaceful relations with God, with your fellow man, and with yourself, but pursue and go after them." So I just want to take just a moment here to say to you, make sure that you're at peace with God, that you're not doing things that war against your conscience, that there's not hidden sin in your life that needs to be dealt with and forgiven. Think a little bit about your relationship with yourself. Do you like yourself? Do you love yourself? Are you your own worst enemy? Are you your own worst critic? And then secondly, how do you navigate and handle relationships with other people? You know, the avoiding people is not having good relationships with them. I mean, we can get pretty good at just, well, I know what I'll do. It's just me. I don't need anybody else. I'm not going to mess with anybody else. Who needs people? Like one person said, if I don't know you, I don't need to know you. Well, that's not the way God wants us to be. Amen?
Such great points.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because so many people want friendships. Of course, we all do. We all want that need met in our life. And we want to be close to God, too, and that void in our life. But we have to begin by understanding who He created us to be and by loving ourselves, not because of how awesome we are, but because we're His creation. Mm-hmm. So I think that has to be a place that everybody starts.
When I had lived here the first time, 7 years, you know, I had just started my relationship with God at that time when I moved here. And so all I knew for 7 years of living here was a very strong Christian base of friends and relationships and friends that became like family to me. So when I moved home, it was different. Mm-hmm. And God like stripped away so much in me and helped me rebuild friendships that I had been away from for 7 years, but really focus my attention on God and find myself again. And like, how do I live in almost like a world that I'm not surrounded by Christian people all the time?
Yeah.
And the importance of that, you know, that I can be around friends who aren't strong Christians or but still, you know, just be a light to them. But I would say like a big part of that was the podcast too. Like being away, you know, I wasn't seeing you guys, talking to you guys every day, but being able to listen to this, I mean, it was a huge thing that kept me so strong in my faith there that, I mean, I would, even though I was working on the podcast, I mean, I would just listen to it leisurely, like day in and day out, because it just, it was like the, a constant connection to strong Christian friends and having those conversations that I wasn't having daily with people in person.
Yeah. That's why when we say that everyone who is a part of this audience is a part of this friend group, because it really is something where you connect on a spiritual level. It, it doesn't have to be where you're sitting right next to someone, because when you're sharing your life and the word of God and how it applies, you're thinking about your life as you're listening to someone else share their story, and it forms connections. We've gotten the most beautiful notes from people. Just to share a little bit, this says, thanks for the Talk It Out podcast. I'm a healthcare worker, wife, new mom, and daughter. It has been a tough year. I turn on y'all's podcast and I get to relax, listen to the word of God, and feel comfortable and sometimes even joy because of you, Jay, Aaron, and of course, Joyce. Thank you for giving me hope, strength, and even making me smile through really difficult times, from Mandy. That means
that's
so,
so
much.
Sweet. Yeah. That's so, so good. And those types of notes are so encouraging, right? Mm-hmm. Because I've always been, even though I have a very big personality, like if you know me, then everybody just assumes because of all the things that I do, and we've talked about this so much on the show, like I'm just loud and, you know, I have a good time most of the time, but I refuel alone. Mm-hmm. Like I am quite the, we've discovered it's an ambivert, but I love to be by myself. But I realized walking through the divorce that I wasn't as much of an introvert as I thought I was. I love to refuel with my now ex-husband and my daughter. That was, I love to refuel with my close knit. So it wasn't that I just like to be alone.
Right.
I just want to be with my people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So to have that stripped away and during a pandemic.
Yeah.
Like that was the toughest thing. And it challenged everything I knew that I thought I knew about God. I didn't realize how much my relationship with God was contingent upon my relationship with my father, which I remember starting the journey with Talk It Out, talking about how our relationship was really damaged, but God healed it through it, through the podcast and talking through it. My dad was my pastor as well, but I connected to God the Father through my father. So that was tainted. And then, but I thought that was repaired. And then I got married and I basically connected with Jesus and Holy Spirit through my daughter and my husband. Mm-hmm. And so when all of that was stripped away during a pandemic as well, I just realized, like, do I really have a relationship with God? Do I even know who God is? Like, mm-hmm. Do I like Jesus? Do I, you know, like, yeah. I'm up here talking about Jesus, preaching about Jesus, singing about Jesus, leading people through worship, all that stuff. Like, but do I, like, and that alone time of being isolated and getting to know him even more, beefing with him. Yeah. Like, we've had it duke it out, like, and sometimes we still do. So I'm like, where are you? I really connect to Job, you know, when he talks about it. And then also with Jesus on the cross, like basically saying, like, why have you forsaken me? Like, so I've had those moments, but those really sweet moments as well. But the most, like, I've felt Jesus and felt Holy Spirit and felt God's love is through you guys, you know, like talking through the podcast and through all of our friends that with me sharing my journey. So many of you have shared things with me, like on social media, like you've talked to me and said, like, hey, I'm going through the same thing. Or how did you know? Like, what did God tell you? Like, how did you know that he was having an affair? How do you feel about getting served papers? Like when you weren't the one that had the affair, like, how do you keep pushing? How are you able to still talk? Like all of the notes, those things have been so,
yeah,
so very encouraging. So I didn't want friends, honestly, at this time. I just wanted to be by myself, but God wouldn't allow it. So it's just been such a blessing. So thank you.
We're a little pushy so like that too.
You all are. Especially Nosy Rosy right here.
We love you too much to let you do that alone.
I know. I didn't want it. And I know it's probably somebody listening, like when you're going through something, especially when you're the strong friend all the time and you're used to being the one that pours out and helps people. It's hard. It's ego. Mm-hmm. It's an ego thing too. You don't want to let people in, you mm-hmm. know, you just want to plow through it and figure it out on your own. And
Well, here's another note from someone who went through a terribly difficult time. Cause I understand what you're saying. You need to know that there are other people out there who understand a little bit of what you're going through, even if the situation's very different. It says, I just wanted to send a thank you for all of you girls on Talk It Out. We lost our son at 38 weeks gestation. Oh. Hmm. It was a complete shock and devastating. The friendship you all have and the support and encouragement you all offer each other has really touched my heart. You girls have consistently reminded me how blessed I am to have my Christian girlfriends and how important they are in my life. Your podcast episodes have been healing for me because of the love that you all spread. Thank you, Brittany. Yeah. Praying for you, Brittany, and everybody else out there who's going through those types of really hard, just indescribable pain. Yeah. And to know that not only does God love us so much that we don't understand why it happened.
Yeah.
We don't have to, because I get mad, I ask mm-hmm. all those questions. We may never have those answers, but He loves us through the entire process, and He does put people around us mm-hmm. that can't understand exactly what we're going through, but can love us and pray for us and lift us up when we can't lift ourselves up.
Yeah. That's been something that has been so special, just like you were saying, Jay, through this process, that as we're all open and sharing, and oftentimes I forget that it's not just us right here. Like, there's also a couple guys in the room recording, and I kind of, sorry guys, the intro there too. But as we're so open, and then to hear messages of, oh my gosh, I get that, I've been through it too, it's healed my heart to know, like, I'm not the only one too. Mm-hmm. So it's not just on the receiving end, like, this goes both ways.
Yeah.
That life is hard for all of us.
Yeah.
And we're all just doing the best we can. And and at the end of the day, God loves us so much, and He's given us these friendships and just to encourage each other. It's just so beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of people listening right now who are feeling like, I don't have that. Mm-hmm. And so now let's dig into what God's word says about how to find the right friends. And sometimes the friends that you think are right may not be the right friends. So let's see what Joyce has to say.
Dave and I went to a church a long time ago. And I don't know if you know it or not, but you know, churches sometimes can have cliques in them, just like out in the world. You know, there's like a certain group that if you want to be in the list of who's who in the church, then you need to be in with that group. Well, I didn't know back then what I know now, and I was pretty insecure still from the things I'd gone through in my childhood, and I was looking for significance and looking for worth. And so when we're doing that, a lot of times we think that our value increases if we can be friends with somebody who is the right person to be friends with. So I wanted to get in with this certain group of people in the church, and I tell you, I worked at it really hard. I manipulated. I gave compliments to the right people. I called the right people. I did everything those right people wanted me to do, and I wanted Dave to be an elder in the church. I don't know if he wanted to or not, but I wanted him to. And a lot of the guys in this group were elders in the church. And so I thought, you know, if they like us, then they will probably get asked to be an elder. And I wanted him to be an elder because I was nosy and wanted to know everything that was going on and wanted to help run the church. And so finally I got in with this group of people. But in order to, if you get a relationship by letting people control you, then you're always going to have to do what you did to get it. And eventually you're going to get tired of it. Well, in 1976, God touched my life. I was filled with the Spirit, and He called me to start teaching a Bible study. Well, you know, those people that I worked so hard to get that relationship with were the first ones to turn their back on me and want nothing to do with me anymore. So I'm just going to tell you, if you want right friends and good friends, then you're really kind of better off not to pick them out yourself, but to ask God for divine connections. And who God puts you together with may not be the person that you would have chosen, but you're much better off to have a right relationship that's healthy than to have one that you chose and manipulated and maneuvered around to get for yourself and then end up getting hurt. Can somebody say amen? All right.
Sheesh. Divine relationships, mm-hmm. divine connections. That's really what we need to pray for, because we've probably all been there. I know I've been there too, you know, trying to find the right friends and to get in the right group or whatever. And
that's exhausting.
It is. It's just, it's not yes. good. It's not worth it. You don't have the friendships and the connections that you want anyway. No. And we've talked about this a lot before. I just believe so strongly in not trying to decide who your friends are going to be, and especially not gravitating only to people who are just like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you were
yeah.
saying, Megan, to be able to be around people who are not all Christians is really important. Mm-hmm. Like, can I be the light of Jesus if I'm never around anybody who needs that light? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So whether it's Christians and non-Christians, people who think a little bit differently than you do, people who look differently than you do, people who are different ages, all of it is so important because it enriches our life so much yeah. to go beyond the norm, to go mm-hmm. beyond just that person so who's true. Right there all the time.
Yeah. I remember when I think it was probably just my first child. And so I felt pressure to make sure I had other mom friends. So I remember going to the park with him, and I feel like I would go up to moms and be like, "Hi, you going to be my friend? Let's let our kids play. You going to be my friend?"
Supposed to be friends, yeah. yeah.
And it just wouldn't work. I couldn't find mom friends. And so I think I eventually gave up and realized, like, if they happen, that's great. But I really like hanging out with other people who maybe don't even have kids, or maybe their kids are grown, and that's fine. But I just tried so hard and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember being around certain friends and feeling that check in my spirit that they weren't the right one. But because I just didn't want to not be friendly, I still befriended. Yeah. And it honestly yeah. backfired really, really bad, because that's who my husband had an affair with. So so you need to pay attention to those things.
I'm going to throw out some scriptures about friends, and we'll talk about them a mm-hmm. little bit. So this kind of connects to what you were saying, Jay. Don't be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. 1 Corinthians 15:33. If any of you hang out with the wrong friends, I think that's enough to say.
You want to stay,
you know, we have to be careful.
You just yeah. have to be, because it yeah. rubs off.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like you, it just rubs off.
Yeah. You notice yourself doing things that are out of character for yourself, and you're like, okay, maybe this isn't the friend that I need,
yeah.
or the friendship that needs to go as deep as others.
Okay, let's do one more. Oil and perfume make the heart glad. So does the sweetness of a friend's counsel that comes from the heart. Proverbs 27:9.
I also understand the beauty of reaching out for that counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Not expecting. I used to always think that friends had to be almost like mind readers, like, because yeah. I'm a very empathetic person. So typically, like, I can tell when somebody's feeling mm-hmm. bad, and so I expect that from my friends. But I've learned now, the older I get, is like, people aren't mind readers. I'm not a mind reader. But if I need help, I need to reach out for help. So yeah. I even know, like, I yeah. was at the airport a few days ago. We have a group chat between all of us, all four of us. And I was literally having a bit of a panic attack. Mm-hmm. And immediately, while I was boarding the plane, you guys were giving me counsel, were giving me scripture. You know, like, it was great. It was just a great balance. So you have to know that you have to say something too, as a friend,
yeah. Yeah.
be vulnerable to say, I need help now. And yeah. then be a good friend and be able to respond. And that quick little, everybody's responses weren't the same length because everybody was doing different things, but you all tapped in. So thank you.
Vulnerability is mm-hmm. let a friend know when you need prayer. Let someone know when you need lifted up, mm-hmm. and don't expect your friends to somehow supernaturally know what you need. And yeah. sometimes God does that, you know, yeah. the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit works that way. But there is nothing wrong with saying, hey, I need a little sure. extra support right now.
One thing I've learned in the past couple of years is to also pray about those things of which friend you want to share mm-hmm. things with. So even—
Oh, that's a great point.
There's mm-hmm. a couple things that have come up, and so I'll pray, Lord, which friend is the right one to talk to about this? And so you guys are often the ones that come to my mind. Or I have two best friends, one from fifth grade, one from eighth grade, that we're still super close. And they're friends of the podcast too, so say hi, friends. But that it's the six of you guys, five, that was hard math, that often come to my mind. But I've learned how important it is because I don't want counsel from just anybody in those moments. Yeah. I want it to be from the Holy Spirit, whichever friend he's going to use. Or if it's don't talk to any of your friends right now. Right now you need to come to me, then talk to your friend later. But just to slow down before I start talking.
There's been moments like recently where I feel like you've caught that in me of like, you know that I needed to go to God about it and you wanted to ask, like you could tell something was wrong, but it was what I needed. I needed to go home. I needed to be with God. And then it would be like later that day or the next day, you'd be like, how you doing? And you just like, you knew, but you knew it wasn't the right time to say anything. It wasn't the right, you didn't need to be the one that I talked to. Mm-hmm. You needed to push me back to Jesus, which I value so much, like in both of you too, as well. Like, you know, just constantly having those friends that are the ones that are leading you back to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the friends we all need so much, so much. Okay, well, Joyce has some great pointers about what's involved in good friendships. I know I had a point in my life where I really had to learn that if I wanted good friends, I had to be a good friend first. Yeah. That had to be my goal. My goal couldn't be to attract friends. It had to be a friend at that point in my life, no matter what else happened. So let's hear what she has to say.
For relationships to be good, they cannot be one-sided. A relationship is not a relationship if one person is doing all the giving and the other person is doing all the taking. And if you are trying to be in relationship with somebody like that, then you got to be very careful because you may be letting them take advantage of you. And what you might have to do is put some boundaries up in your relationship. You know, I kind of decided for myself, and it's been maybe 10 years ago now, I just thought, you know what? I'm done having one-sided relationships. I'm not going to waste my time trying to be close. I mean, I'll try to be good to everybody, but I'm not going to waste my time trying to be in close relationship with somebody that's always got their hand out or always wants something from me, but then when I need them, they're never there. For relationships to be good, they're going to require sacrifice at certain times. No man has greater love than that he lay down his life for his friends. Jesus loved us, and he laid his life down for us. And if we are going to be in good relationship with one another, nobody can get their way all the time. And we need to learn how to not get our way and still have a smile on our face. Amen? And people that are, you know, strong-willed people and people that got a little too much pride that always think they're right, it's kind of hard to do that. Make sure that your expectations of other people are not unrealistic. In other words, there's no perfect people. There's no perfect church. There's no perfect job. There's no perfect employer. And when we think that we are going to just keep looking until we find the perfect situation, we're always going to go through life being disappointed. Be kind to everyone. Be friendly with everybody. But don't try to be good friends with people that you don't fit well with. And I think this is important. It's probably all that I'm going to have time for today. But you know what? We're required to love everybody. And I hope this doesn't come across wrong, but we're not required to like everybody. I mean, some people, we just don't fit with as well as we do other people. Even Paul and Barnabas, great men of God in the Bible, disagreed on something, and the disagreement was so strong that they decided that they could not work closely together anymore. But just a little bit later, you see Paul encouraging people that Barnabas is worthy of their support. So he wasn't mad at Barnabas. He didn't like not love him, but they just were not a good fit to be together all the time. And so I kind of realized a long time ago, and it took me a while to get here, that I am required to love everybody. And I'm required to help anybody that needs help, and I want to do that. I don't ever want to be mean to anybody. But some people you just don't fit with as well as you do other people. So don't try to, in the name of love, force yourself to be real close to somebody that is just never, ever, ever going to work for you. Keep the strife out of your life. Learn how to have peaceful relationships.
Peaceful relationships, I think, is such a key. The Bible talks all through it about keeping the strife out of our life. Mm-hmm. And to have peace is so important. And if you're in a friendship where you just feel like you're always stressed or arguing about mm-hmm. something, then you need to rethink some of those friendships. I'll mm-hmm. just throw that out there because it's not always, like Joyce was saying, it's not maybe because either one of you are a terrible person. Maybe you're just not the right fit.
There's a lot of freedom in that.
Yeah, there is.
For those of us who might deal with a little bit of people pleasing, it's hard to think that not everybody will love you or that you aren't friends with everybody.
Yeah.
And so there's freedom in accepting the fact that I don't have to be everybody's best friend. I can be kind and love you where you are, but also we don't have to hang out all the time.
Yeah. Here's another scripture. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Colossians 3:13. Such an important thing in friendships is forgiveness and being able to get through the hard stuff, to talk about the stuff that matters, and for your relationship to continue. Because if you don't forgive quickly, then that friendship will never be what you want it to be.
Yeah, and it's okay to forgive and then still decide that this yes. isn't a good fit right now.
Right,
and that I've had to learn that a lot in this particular season. It's like I don't know. When people go through really difficult things, people get awkward. Mm-hmm. It's really weird. Like I've never, because I've learned I've learned how to power through in the awkward situations. Sure. And I don't know if it's because of my background in ministry. I don't know. But like a lot of people get awkward. Like when people get sick, people get awkward. When people go through, a divorce, people get awkward. Like, and a lot of people said to me, because I was disappointed in the church, the Bixie church, like my people that I thought were my friends. And I'm like, no one even said, how you doing? Like, no one said anything. And church people were like, it was awkward. Well, you don't think it was awkward for me? Like, it's awkward. Yes. Like, but we didn't power through. But there were certain people that I considered like best friends that were just like, wow. I'm like, wow. That's all you got to say is wow. Like, that is hard. That was hard for me. And so I had bitterness built up that I was, I'm like, sure. That's all you have to say is wow. Like, I just told you all of these things and you say, wow. And you've been my best friend for how many years? But people were awkward, but I had to learn how to forgive quickly. But I don't know if this is the right thing to do, but for me it was where I just said, hey, I love you. And honestly, I expected more out of you than what you gave me. And I forgive you for not being able to give that to me. And also I forgive myself for expecting that of you. But maybe we aren't supposed to be friends right now.
Yeah.
You know, and it was an awkward conversation. Talking about awkward. That was awkward, but it was freeing. And I was like, I know you're going through a tough time, too. I free you of even having to think about me right now. Like, that was hard.
That's hard stuff. Yeah.
But I've had to do that with several friends. And it doesn't mean that I don't like, because I still love them. But I just know that for right now, it's either paused or it's done. That's part of the friendship. So,
sure.
And that's, I don't know. Have y'all ever had to do anything like that? Or no? It sounds very, it was the first
it's
time.
Good though.
This is the first
that.
Time I've ever had to do anything like that where I'm like, I think I broke up with my friend.
Yeah, but it sounds like a healthy.
Yeah.
Like, just like,
I still love them too.
Sure, absolutely.
I still love them, but I just relieved them of the responsibility to consider me, because it seemed like it was a burden on them to even consider me. It was a burden on me being like, you're not considering me. So,
sure.
I think what you're saying is really great, that a lot of it has to do with our expectations also. Mm-hmm. And so we can't put our own expectations on somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so what you said was, I'm going to forgive myself, forgive you, and just clear this whole air of it. Maybe this isn't our time right now, but we can't expect a lot of friends and then get upset when we don't get that from
absolutely.
Them. I know that, like even with family, I love to think about friends who become family and family who become friends, because there are so many friends, especially because, my husband and I have never lived in the city where we've had family. So to have friends who become family is so important. Yeah, and I cherish that so much. And then to still have family wherever they are in other states and other parts of the world who, like my mom is also my friend. My daughters are also such great friends. Yeah. You know, I love them and adore them so much, but I can't let my expectations of what I need from them overwhelm them.
Yeah.
Or I can't expect more than they can give at this time in their life. Mm-hmm. So those are all hard things.
They are very hard.
I think one thing just real quick that we said is really important for friendships, whether it's time to break them or continue on, is being okay with awkward conversations. Yeah. I think that's why we're all such good friends. We've all had very awkward conversations together, and mm-hmm. we've talked through hard stuff.
Hard.
And we've cried, and we've laughed, and cried, and laughed, and all of it. And it's because we see that it's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think we have to be okay with awkward sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of Proverbs 17:17, like, how it says, a friend loves at all times, but a brother is born through adversity. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. you know, when we have tough times together, and we fight through it, and love through it because it is worth it.
Right.
Like, it just, I think it's all brought us closer together.
Absolutely. So
it's okay for those awkward times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awkward's fine.
Let's check in with Joyce one more time with a few more thoughts on important keys in friendships.
Build more windows and fewer walls. You know, the minute that somebody hurts you or offends you, if you're sensitive, you can feel like this little invisible wall go up. Because we want to protect ourselves. We don't want to get hurt again. But here's the fact. You can't love people if you're not willing to get hurt. There's no relationship that you can have where you won't get hurt sometimes, or somebody will disappoint you. That's why we need to be quick to forgive, merciful, believe the best. And see, we're not... You're not responsible really for how somebody treats you. You're only responsible for how you respond. And if we respond properly, God will take care of and deal with the other person. God brings vengeance into our life, and He's our recompense and our reward. How many of you think that God could take better care of you than you can take of yourself? Well, if you really believe it, then why don't you put it to a test in your life? Mm-hmm. Different story. Learn to be a little more transparent with people. We usually don't do so because we fear rejection. But if a person rejects us for being honest about ourselves, then they would never be a good friend anyway. If you have to be a people pleaser, doing everything the other person wants you to do in order to gain their friendship, you will always have to do the same thing to keep their friendship. And eventually, you're going to get tired of it and not want to do that anymore. It's impossible to be what every person in our life wants us to be. So we should decide to be ourselves. I've got a new statement that I'm going to be using. Stop saying yes if your heart is screaming no. Be authentic. Take off your masks. Stop pretending and be real. Be totally honest with people, simultaneously using wisdom. And that's very important. Being honest doesn't mean that you have to give your opinion on every subject that comes up. Well, I'm just being honest. Well, no, that lacks wisdom. The Bible says only a fool speaks out all of his opinions. It doesn't mean that you tell a friend everything about yourself. Some things should be kept just between you and God.
That is some good advice.
Yeah,
you know, like you were saying, Megan, sometimes we have to dig in to our own relationship with God. It's so nice to cry to a friend and have that physical answer, you know, but sometimes the only answer can be found in that relationship with Christ. And that has to be our number one priority, because without that, we're going to be disappointed over and over and over, and we're going to expect too much of our friends, and it's just not going to work the way that we want it to.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I hope that with all of this advice and the wonderful things that Joyce has said, that God's Word has said about friendships, that you feel kind of energized and fired up, and you're ready to go out there and be a good friend and find those divine connections that God has for you, because He does. He does have that for every one of us. And we can all kind of celebrate our 2-year birthday together.
Yay!
And here, Megan, take what kind you want.
I'll take that.
You take one.
But I want all of them.
We'll take three.
Oh, Jay, okay, I'm sorry.
Your plate. I didn't have a plate.
So sad for you. And we invite you, as always, to be a part of this friend group. Don't sit on the outside. We love having you come in here, share your heart, dig into what God's Word says about all those different things that we go through. And if you're lonely today, I just want you to know this. You feel loneliness, and it's real. And we want you to know, first of all, that we're so sorry, because that's hard.
Yeah.
That's a hurting place, and we don't want you to be there, but we've all been there too, and we understand it. And God is right there in the midst of everything that you're going through, and He's working in your life. So hold on through this time, through this season, and we're all praying that He'll just bring divine relationships to you as well, and that you'll continue to be part of this friend group and sharing what we're doing right here. Join our friends list. It's not really the same as maybe sitting down and, you know, having coffee together, but it's still a start.
So
it's
close.
A great place to start. You'll get some fun behind the scenes stuff about the podcast. You'll know when new ones are coming out. You can catch up on all of our podcasts on joycemeyer.org/talkitout. So we just thank you so much for being a part of this for the past 2 years and hopefully many more to come. And I love you all. Thank you so much.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Love you guys.
Love you.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here's a cupcake for you.
Go get today's free resource at joycemeyer.org/talkitout. And while you're at joycemeyer.org/talkitout, you can also review previous episodes, get to know us a little better, and sign up for our friends list to receive exclusive content. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen or watch Joyce Meyer's Talk It Out podcast.